Welcome back to Walking with Jesus for February 7th. Bearing down on anxiety, let's look at Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Deuteronomy 31 6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Bearing down on anxiety. When a former school teacher on vacation in North Carolina saw a brown bear climbing on the back deck of where she was staying, she used her teacher voice to tell the bear to leave. Through the back door, she said, "What do you think you're doing on my porch? You get down. Go, go. How dare you?" Her teacher voice conveyed authority, and the bear began scampering off the balcony and down the railing as if afraid of being sent to the principal's office. That's a funny story. Whenever worries, fear, anxiety, and problems invade our heart, like the bear, we have to use the voice of authority, which is Scripture. We have to say to our feelings, "What do you think you're doing on my porch?" We have to quote verses to ourselves, to preach to ourselves. The next time you're afraid, use your teacher voice to say to yourself, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid. The Lord my God is the one who is with me." And in the Bible, those phrases, "do not be afraid," are in the Bible a lot. Angels would say them, and God said them to Joshua and the Israelites when they were going up maybe against a big army or going into the new land. Just don't be afraid. And we just have to listen, right, to God's voice. And that's why, my friend, it's so, so important to memorize Scripture. And I really encourage you to do that, because when it's in your heart and then you can speak it to, you know, to your mind and out of your mouth and your ears can hear it, then you just believe it. And if you have to think, "Oh, what does God's word really say?" you're not going to be as strong. So I encourage you to memorize Scripture. That's a good verse to memorize right there. But when we do that and we speak the word, even the demons have to flee, and it bolsters our faith. And also when you speak Scripture, it helps the people around you, because everybody may be doubting and kind of down and, "Oh, are we going to make it?" or "What's going to happen?" But when you speak God's word, everyone just stands a little taller and their faith gets stronger and their heart believes, and it's a great thing. So I pray today that you are, if you're in a hard time, that you just rely back on God's Scripture and that you memorize a couple verses and be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you everywhere you go. Have a great day believing that, and we'll see you tomorrow. Yes, they're coming back. And you can order your own copy of Walking with Jesus by Dr. David Jeremiah by going to davidjeremiah.org or by calling Turning Point at 877-998-0222. And I would love to answer any question that you may have about faith in Jesus. Let's get stronger this year in 2024. You can contact me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. And I hope you have a wonderful day growing your faith in Jesus.